We're just moving into the evening session now on the Saturday night. You can hear Jonathan Kirby in the background talking.
Mark and others have been at workshops since was the very first one. In fact, played at the first one as well. So it's great to have them back with us. Before I describe the first opening group, though, I've got a couple of notes of thanks to give myself. The first is to the 30-something, and that's not an age reference, that's a number, a quantity, 30-something Kangamusha Taiko group members who have volunteered all weekend to move the drums around, to host and to welcome, to sort programmes and do all the work that's necessary to make this flow from a musical point of view. So could I ask you to show your appreciation for all the volunteers, and there are others besides, the Hannah's people as well. Thank you so much, guys. There are some things that money just can't buy, and the, you know, the support and the flexibility of the team has just been amazing. And there is one person in particular who I'm going to invite to the stage just to receive your acknowledgement, because if you bought a ticket online, you've probably had a message from her. If you've been performing here or doing workshops, you've undoubtedly had a message from her. And all the feedback I've had is that the organisation has been sensational. Now, much as I might like to take the credit, well, I wouldn't like to take credit for that. I'd like you to show your appreciation for Lucy Thomas. There has been no I without a dot, no T without a cross. But for Lucy, it wouldn't have happened as smoothly as it had. So I just wanted you all to know who she is. She's not a big one on presentations, but I bet that if you, in the after-show party you offered to buy her a beer, she would accept. So if she really would. Matter of fact, as ever, thank you so much, Lucy, for all your help. I could also thank some of our special guest stars. Some of you earlier today may have seen Tomida San, the former member of Kodo, who played an Odaiko solo and got the audience engaged. He's going to be making a surprise guest appearance in one slot, as is Chris Bergstrom. But you'll have to wait for them to appear, because I now need to tell you about the first group. The first group came to the festival a couple of years ago. One of their members had come before that. And they blew us away with their style and with their enthusiasm as well. A really great festival group. And they've come again this year, and they've come all the way from Paris for us, which is, I think, just brilliant. Just come here because they wanted to be part of the festival. And they have brought with them two members of a Japanese group that some of you will have heard of, Oedo Skoroku Taiko. And they are descended, effectively, from the very first professional group in Japan that was founded in 1960, Skoroku Taiko, and they play the most exquisite, beautiful style. You can see the drums here, Nagados, Miyadaikos, or Jozukes, whatever we call them, on slant stands. This is the group that pioneered the use of playing drums on these stands, and the style is just exquisite. You know, Taiko, in its best form, is not just the rhythms, it's the rhythms and the movement. And when the rhythms inform the movement and the movement inform the rhythms, you have really spectacular taiko. So they've got their guest stars here, Mizuo Zako and Masashi Itohara. Please welcome them on stage. In fact, since most of them are from France, I'll just say, ça me fait un très grand plaisir de vous présenter Wadaiko Makoto. Thank you.
first start to Saturday evening.